First of all, we're here at the Farm Forum. You've been to these before, no doubt.
Yes, I have.
What do the FFA members bring home from a conference like this?
The Farm Forum Conference is really a great opportunity for FFA members to learn about leadership and finding their voice for agriculture, but really learning more in depth about the agricultural industry and their potential within in the future. So really discovering their options to continue in with a career and future opportunities within this great agricultural industry.
Do you find that certain age groups of the members come to this conference, or is it pretty much open to all FFA?
This conference is really specifically targeted towards the juniors in high school, as they are the ones really looking into trying to discover what their plans are post-high school graduation. So it's a perfect time for them to start thinking about their college and career options going down the road. So majority of members are the high school junior age at this conference.
And FFA works closely with Wisconsin Farm Bureau to put this one together, right?
Correct. We have a great partnership going on with Wisconsin Farm Bureau, as they are a huge supporter of growing the next generation of leaders and agriculturalists. And this conference is just one of those great examples of how they're able to work with us.
Now, think back to your first conference and then think to today. What has changed, if anything?
Each and every time that I come to an FFA conference, we are able to continue to grow along with the agricultural industry. So we are still really focused on the options within production agriculture, but we're also able to allow to communicate with the FFA members that there are so many options beyond those two. So we are a lot dealing with agri-science fair options and knowing that there's research and engineering and mechanical and communications and business in the agricultural industry too. So it's a lot more than just doing things back on the farm, but that's a great option too. So the big diversity within agriculture is something that we're able to continue growing with the FFA.
Your speaker after lunch was talking about finding your passion. I would imagine that a conference like this helped you figure out where you want to go when you get into the ag business world.
Correct. Yeah. Coming to these different conferences is honestly exactly how I was able to find my future careers and be able to select my career path down the road. I personally am really interested in my purpose of being a agricultural communicator and educator. So really building up the next generation of youth and leaders and agriculturalists to try to allow them to get really excited about this industry too. And these conferences are what allowed me to see my potential career options is also what showed me how excited I was about communicating with other people. So it really has helped me and so many other FFA members find their passions.
There's some breakout sessions as well. You want to highlight those?
Yeah, there's a lot of different workshops that are going to be happening both tonight and tomorrow. And these workshops are related upon many different topics. There are some things on social media, advocating about agriculture to other people. There's even things upon specific areas within the agricultural industry. So some more production related, more communications, business, and a lot of different career and college ready workshops options. So we can learn more about the next steps.
Anything you want to add today?
It's right now, this is a perfect start at the FFA Farm Forum Conference in order to kickstart our National FFA Week that is going on. So starting tomorrow, actually, the last day of our Farm Forum is the kickstart of National FFA Week. So these FFA members all coming together is the perfect way to get members and the general communities really excited for FFA and all the potential that we have.
And the counter's still moving. That's a good sign.
Awesome.
All right, just like that.